There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the show. Thank you for spending your New Year's Eve with us here. And for those of you that are tuning in for the replay at WNJC AM 1360, of course, it's a week after New Year's Eve, and we thank you very much for checking us out this evening. Remember, our shows also can be heard on Sunday nights by going to darknessradio.com and listening to the shows live on Sunday evenings from 11 to 1 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 to midnight Central Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Mountain Time, and of course, 8 to 10 Pacific Time. I'd like to thank all of our guests again for the last year and all the great times we've had and the opportunities to meet so many of the listeners and fans of the paranormal. It's been just a fantastic opportunity. And again, Tim, I want to thank you very much for helping me get the show off the ground. You've been a great help. And all the great commercials and liners you hear coming in and out of commercials, that's due to my lovely and talented co-host, Mr. Tim Dennis. Thank you, Tim.
Oh, you're welcome. I lost affable somewhere?
Yes. Well, you're also affable all the time.
You know, we do have to throw in one more note.
What is that?
Happy New Year to the East Coast, to the Eastern Time Zone.
Oh, that's right. It is a Happy New Year for the East Coast. And we wish you all the best in 2007. We hope you'll stick with us here in the darkness on the edge of town. So as we continue to educate, enlighten, and entertain you, let your friends know about us. Pass it along on the different boards. We've really appreciated all the support we've gotten from people like MySpace and from our fellow radio shows out there. You know, there's some fantastic other shows out that we'd suggest you give a listen to for your interest in the paranormal. First of all, go to our host site, which is planetparanormal.com, and you'll see a great list of speakers there, from Chris Fleming Show to the Taps Para Radio Show to Full Moon Radio. You've got our good friend Todd Sheets from Nightwatch, the great guys over at Ghostly Talk, and there's a brand new show out in the marketplace. It's a daily show, and we highly recommend you give it a listen. The Carrie Stone and CJ Sellers Show, you can listen to them every day from, what is it, Tim? I apologize, 11 to 1?
11 to 1.
11 to 1 Central Time?
Yes.
Yes, and you can check that out by going to
Those2Broads.com. It's Those2Broads.com.
And you can listen to their show and hear a great lineup of speakers there as well. And we'd like to welcome and congratulate all the other radio shows and paranormal ventures that have started this last year. Let's make this community stronger. Let's come together and have a great 2007. We've got a great guest coming up for us this evening, and she's new to our show. She's a medium, and she's out of the sunny, beautiful state of California. She's going to be joining us on the Queen Mary trip, as a matter of fact, kind of aiding CJ Sellers, who has always been our medium at these events. And as people that know that have attended, there's just never enough CJ to go around, unfortunately. So a lot of people are left without people to, you know, get a reading. So we've got the lovely and talented Miss Dawn Sandham. Good evening, Dawn, and welcome to the show.
Oh, my goodness, Dave. I haven't been amiss since, you know, like 1985.
Well, you know, you'll be amiss in our hearts all the time.
Well, it sounds like you guys are getting off to a grand 2007 here on Darkness.
Well, we're doing our best to try. And we've got, we'll also mention that we've got Belinda Bentley that'll be joining us as a medium on the ship, the Queen Mary. We've got CJ Sellers and Dawn Sandham. And you can look up Dawn's website by going to www.dawnsandum.com. Correct, Dawn?
That's perfect, Dave. Okay. As usual, you've done your homework.
Well, I try my best. Now, let's find out a little bit about you, and then we're going to do kind of a fun little segment when we come back from break in a little bit. We'll do predictions for 2007. Tim and I have written down some predictions we think are going to happen, and we'll listen to Dawn and get a couple of predictions from her as well. But let's start off. Dawn, now, you're a medium. Are you a psychic and a medium?
Yes, I'm a psychic and a medium, which is really the same thing, I believe.
Okay. And are you clairaudient, clairsentient, clairnosient? I can't remember. Yeah, I mean, can you...
Which means empathic, and I'm clairvoyant, which means I know. But, you know, the clairaudio, I try not to hear those voices. It kind of freaks me out.
Oh, really? So what do you do? Do most of the ghosts show up with, like, flashcards to tell you stuff?
Dude, they run a little movie screen for me, and a lot of times I get really little pleasant symbols and signals, maybe something that'll kind of a John Edwards style where I'll, you know, feel something that reminds me of something in my own life, and I go from there.
Okay. So they show you, like, a little movie, like movie trailers of things that you need to learn?
Well, I wouldn't call it movie trailers.
Do you have a guy playing the piano since it's silent?
Sometimes I get the whole story. Sometimes I get part of the story. But normally they give me what the person is ready for, you know, the person they're trying to communicate to if I'm doing a conduit reading, as I call them.
Very cool. All right. So now let's talk a little bit about this. How old were you when you discovered that you had the ability to communicate with the other side?
Really, I'd have to say like 17 or 18, but at age 9, I was talking to like the houses. I thought that the houses and the objects had feelings. You know, I thought they said things.
And when did they let you out of the home? You thought the house was speaking to you and inanimate objects?
Basically, I would touch something and it would say, you know, it belonged to George and it went to Paul after that. Or I would be in a house and it would say, you know, don't worry, just sit there and play with the dolls and ignore something else. So it was kind of like they were trying to communicate with me at a young age. I just thought it was the norm. I thought everybody, you know, felt things from objects. I just thought that was the way it was.
All right. So you were able to sense these things. Now, was it like place memory you were picking up on, or do you believe that, you know, I mean, the Indians, Native Americans, have a belief that all things have a spirit life. You know, trees, rocks, grass, everything has its own spirit. Do you believe that these inanimate objects have their own spirit, and that's what was communicating with you?
They have a story to tell if somebody's aura or somebody's energy's been on it. You know, many times you'll see people that read objects like a wedding ring. When I go into an unresolved murder case or something, if I hold the object of the person who's been murdered, it makes me feel like I'm in touch with them more.
Life must be hell when you sleep in a hotel bed. Seriously, that's just got to be the worst thing in the world. You got to be seeing every freak show that ever happened in those places.
You know, it doesn't work like that. It's kind of a turn-on, turn-off thing. As you know, you and I have talked. I don't go into grocery stores and pick up everyone. Otherwise, I couldn't leave my house, you know?
Sure. All right. Well, that's good. So you can turn it on and turn it off. That's
absolutely
not an issue for you.
That's basically about...
Or do you really turn it off, or do you just dull it?
I kind of dull it, as you well know. Sometimes if I'm really curious, which I tend to be a curious person by nature, I will, you know, kind of view it and decide whether or not I'm going to reveal or whether it's best that confidence or whatever it is should be kept to itself. Because, you know, people have their own energies and their own vibe, and, you know, I'm not like an energy sucker. Hello.
Okay, so, but you were able to pick up on the readings of other people. I mean, have you ever come, you know, I'm curious about this, and I don't know, Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, if I've asked this question before, because Tim's got a pretty good memory for this. Do you ever come into contact with people and you're just overloaded, even though you're trying not to, you're overloaded with a sense, and maybe you know that they murdered somebody or that they've done something really horrible?
You know, it's kind of weird being a light worker. I think part of, you know, the whole gig for me is helping people see the next step. It doesn't seem to be about the past. So, yeah, pretty much when I see somebody that has a negative energy, quite frankly, I think they're from another planet. You know, like if you're at the mall and there's like the creep, you know that type.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
The creep. He looks at you. He's making eye contact. You're feeling his physical energy. His spirit normally doesn't have the strength to even penetrate. His body may, you know, betray him and he looks like a creep, but pretty much I don't even go there. And that's, of course, why I can work with, you know, cases that are a little more interesting than paranormal.
Should we be concerned if we're out in public and we don't see the creep? Does that mean it's probably Tim or I?
I can't wait to see Tim. For some reason, I was looking at his MySpace today, and I'm digging on Tim, so this is going to be cool.
Wow, she's digging on you, Tim.
Hey,
well, it's hard not to. He's a lovable guy. He's affable, too.
He's affable.
Jello thing going on with the mixed colors, you know, the black leather jacket. I'm like thinking he's pretty cool.
Black leather? What the hell?
Are you sure you're at MySpace?
Is that the one with the assless chaps too?
Well, you know,
I try not to go to any places like that, but you know, I think for the most part that, you know, darkness, you know, you talk about the gothic people and mm-hmm. you see a lot of the dark side. Pretty much people are very curious on the light and the dark side, so.
Sure. Well, that's why we're here. You know, a lot of people, it's funny, a lot of people look at our show and they're like, oh, darkness radio. Oh, yeah, we don't want to perpetuate darkness. And they miss the point that actually what we're doing is we're hopefully going to take you from the darkness into the light and educate you so that you understand the things that are outside of your view and things that are outside of your comfort zone. And if we walk in together, it seems, you know, there's strength and power in numbers, as you know, especially being in the field that you're part of.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, seriously, Dave, if there's a serious case or something like that, I certainly feel like a power of three or a power of more than one is there's less weaknesses to penetrate for any kind of situation, disturbances, you know, on the ghost clearings and that sort of thing. That's my main thing right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got, we're going to take a quick break here. And, Don, I'm going to actually hang up with you and call you back in another line because we've got a really, really crummy connection going here with you.
Okay.
And see if we can pick you up on a different phone line here and hopefully get you a little bit clearer. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have a little fun. We'll do 2007 predictions with Dawn Sandham. We'll learn a little bit more about her. Please stay tuned to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
We thought El Chupacabra meant the cup of coffee in Spanish.
Me llamo Eduardo Especial. ¿Cómo está? El yay!
What you talking about, Willis?
Shows you what we know. Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Ghosts, goblins, witches, creatures of the night. That just about covers everybody Dave and Tim have ever dated.
My precious. Oh my God, this girl's really turning me on.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and Happy New Year. Welcome back to the anniversary special of Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us here and sharing your New Year's Eve with Tim and I. We appreciate it more than you'll ever know. Our guest this evening is Dawn Sandham. Dawn, are you on the line with us again?
Certainly am, Dave. I wouldn't miss an episode of Darkness.
That's much better. We got a much clearer line going with you. Now we're going to have a little fun here. We're going to do some predictions for 2007. We're going to pit it against each other, and we're going to write down the predictions that you've said, Don, and our predictions. We're going to seal them away, and next year, for January 1st, 2008, we're going to bring you back on the show. We're going to tear open these, and we're going to see how good we did on predictions. Is that all right?
Sounds fabulous.
Okay, Tim and I each have about 10 of them here, so we don't want to put too much pressure on you. Whatever you can throw in. Well, I'll tell you what. You're the professional psychic, so you go ahead and you give us your first prediction for 2007.
Okay, so I'm going to be first. I absolutely think between the Chinese New Year is the year of the pig, and they're doing all kinds of cloning over there. In fact, they've made, The bloody green pig is going to lead out the parade in China. We're going to see absolutely lots of cloning, almost bizarre types in other countries.
Okay, so you believe there will be more cloning in other countries. Bizarre cloning, right?
Like cloning using effervescence, things like jellyfish and that sort of thing, you know, in actually injecting the embryos and coming up with colors and muted species. Cryptozoology, major advances.
Oh, so you believe they're going to be creating new creatures?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. How about you, Tim? What do you think is going to happen in 2007?
We'll start off easy here. With the popularity of the paranormal, as it is right now, a brand new paranormal TV channel will be unveiled to both satellite and cable television systems.
Well, that's pretty good. All right. We're going to all start off a little serious here. So let me say, all right, Don, you and I have talked. You said that you think that I've got some abilities and power, or not powers, but psychic abilities as well. And I've heard that from other people that I got to learn to hone it. So I quieted my mind as best I can, and I tried to pull out a couple of ideas. And this is honestly the first thing that came to my mind. And as sad as it is, I believe that 2007 will mark the death of another one of our ex-presidents. We're going to lose Jimmy Carter in 2007.
That'd be a pretty good, bet there.
Oh, so you're saying I'm not psychically linked on this? I'm just guessing because he's an old man. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying.
That's hurtful, man. I didn't question your cloning thing.
Never participated. The guy is old.
Yes. All right.
No.
Hey, I could have gone. I guarantee, I believe that the oldest person alive will die in 2007. I didn't say that. I went for a famous person that I think might, pass away this year. All right. How about you, Dawn? What's your second prediction for us?
Well, one of the things I really feel like the jury is out. As far as Brad and Angelique, them getting married in 2007, I got to say absolutely no.
Okay. So you say they will not get married.
I say they will not get married.
All right. Well, I actually have a prediction about Brad and Angelina, too. So, Tim, I'll do this one real quick, and then we'll go to you. I believe that the world is going to be stunned by the birth of the second child for the super couple, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, when it's revealed that Brad Pitt actually is the one that carries the baby full term. All right, go ahead, Tim. Hit me with yours.
Okay. You want to go semi-serious here?
Yeah, you hit me with whatever one you want to do.
Let's give you a
shot. It's your anniversary, baby.
Hey, now. Okay. A major celebrity who's politically active gets tired of throwing their support behind different candidates and decides to run themselves for president in 2008.
Wow. All right. That's a good one.
Like an Arnie type, eh? Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Just an A-list celebrity.
Warren Beatty, you think? Martin Lawrence.
Yes. Snoop Dogg. It's Martin Lawrence. Yeah.
All right. How about you?
Don't put down the Marty Mart.
The Marty Mart. Oh, welcome to Marty Mart.
Everybody knows Martin Lawrence is packing heat. Thank you very much, ladies.
All right. Okay, Dawn, hit us with your next one.
Well, one of the things that I really feel like we're going to have a lot of more, tapes and surveillance tapes from, courtrooms, 7-Elevens, that type of thing that's going to show paranormal activity. Here in San Diego on Channel 8, we recently had a courtroom surveillance camera that came up with almost a full-blown apparition. So I think what we're going to see is more and more people are learning to recognize apparitions, orbs, etheric mists, light rods. So I think our eyes are being tuned to capture things. So more and more amateurs are going to come up with real paranormal evidence.
Okay. All right. That's a pretty good one. Staying in the vein of paranormal. How about you, Tim? What have you got coming up?
Well, following the popular trend of celebrities coming out of the closet, admitting that they're gay or lesbian, a major A-list star will come out of the closet feeling comfortable about it, only to find out it ruins their career.
Oh, my goodness.
Tim, would you just leave Donny Osmond alone, please?
I'm calling him out, dude. I'm the new pink, or whatever it is.
All right. Well, how about this? I'll go in the vein of the paranormal as well. Are you ready for this, Don?
I believe
in 2007 we are finally going to have proof of aliens and UFOs. It's going to be revealed when Bigfoot comes forward on an episode of Jerry Springer to have a DNA test to prove that Greeblock 6 is in fact the father of her child.
I knew it!
That's my thought.
That's not my baby.
That's right. That ain't my baby. I'm zooming out of here. All right, Don, what's your next one?
Well, like I said, I kind of got off on the serious note with the cloning, but... on a astrology aspect, the year 2007 opens up on kind of a conjunction, and it's with Pluto. And Pluto, of course, doesn't have a name anymore. It's on a sign. We'll just call it the star, the ninth star. But a 26-degree Sagittarius influence makes all people step out of their box. So the first 3 months of 2007, most people are going to say, it doesn't make me feel comfortable, but I'm willing to try. So I feel like there'll be a big surge towards people stepping out of their box, which is kind of like, I have to say, I can't believe I'm paralleling Tim.
Well, it's better than horizontaling him, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, watch out.
Okay.
But it really feels like there may be, some validity to the astrological aspect that Tim's prediction may be true. Somebody will step out of their,
comfort zone
into a political arena.
Okay, so you believe in 2007, at least in the first 3 months, there's going to be more people stepping out of their comfort zone and trying to make more of a statement in their life.
Oh, absolutely. And remember, we step into the unfamiliar from the familiar, and I'm not referring to a ghost, term.
Okay. All right, Tim, how about you?
I'm going to stay in the paranormal vein here, too. Here's my prediction. TAPS's Brian Hunwa changes his catchphrase when he tears his ACL on a future paranormal investigation. Dude, hobble merchandise spreads like wildfire.
I like it.
Wow, that's a good one.
Well, you know, if you're going to do one about the ghost hunters, I suppose I should make a, you know, I'm buddies with the guys from it. So my prediction is that in the year 2000, TAPS founder, ghost hunter, and Roto-Rooter specialist Jason Hawes will go under the knife in an attempt to acquire the perfect plumber's ass crack.
Ah.
Stop it.
Can we say plumber on the radio?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I think that's FCC legal.
All right, good. Yep. All right, Dawn, how about you? What's your next one for us?
Well, you know, getting into those ghost chaser type people, I have to say one of the things I foresee for myself is I'll be doing more darkness radio events, and I absolutely feel that as far as the TAPS thing goes, there's going to be a lot of paranormal shows that really, you know, go belly up. We have Spoof going, you know, coming out of Canada, and you'll see a lot of people that are trying to, I don't know necessarily make the grade, but there's going to be a lot of flops in the paranormal world as well. But sci-fi is going to be, you know, literally heavy with all the tone. A&E, Bravo, you're going to see more and more interesting shows about people's psychic ability, discovery. You know, everybody's getting in on it.
Okay. So you believe that there's going to be just lots of paranormal shows that will go belly up this year. And you also predict that you're going to do more darkness radio events.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do more darkness radio events. But I also see that, you know, paranormal radio... you know, your different ones you were talking about earlier, from spooky South Coast to Coast to Darkness on the Edge of Town, all the big players and all the A-listers are going to be listened to more and more by the common man.
By the common man?
You know, the one that doesn't really believe, that's not really gothic,
sure.
Not really hippie, you know, just kind of like he's out there and he's like more open.
Okay.
You know, technology's doing a marvelous thing with our society.
Sure. All right, how about you, Tim? You got another one for us, sir?
I got another one for you. Major pharmaceutical companies will take hits to their bottom lines in their stocks when sleep medication is taken off the market. The FDA declares that Later with Carson Daly is a natural sleep agent, and you really don't need anything else.
Very nice. Picking on poor Carson Daly, that's just not right. All right, here, I'm going to give you a serious one. Ready?
Can I just add one note?
Sure,
go ahead. Right now, millions of people are falling asleep to Carson Daly doing the New Year's Eve special.
Wow.
With Panic at the Disco. So there you go.
There's probably a good chance of that happening.
99.
I'm going to guess, and this is a prediction, and I believe this to be really true now, Spider-Man 3 is going to become the highest grossing film of all time and smash all known records when it's released here in 2007.
Who's going to play the lead? Somebody in, like, who?
It's still Tobey Maguire. It's coming out this May, I think it is, May 7th or something of 2007. But I believe it's going to smash all previous movie records. It's going to be phenomenal.
Oh, unbelievable.
Okay. All right. How about you, Don? Now you're up again.
Well, you know, I'll do it again. You know, as far as Reese and Ryan, you know, getting back to Hollywood, you know, there's a lot of speculation. I really feel like Reese and Ryan, you know, Reese Witherspoon, she's a nice little girl. She really wants to make it work. We're probably going to see a reconnect, or at least a reconciliation between the two of them in the first 6 months of 2007.
Okay, so you believe that Reese and Ryan will reconcile in the first 6 months of 2007. Okay, I've got that done.
And if they go and do it like 4 months into it, it may fall down, but they'll try. She so wants to make it work.
Okay. All right.
Aw,
that's so... Aw, let's do what we can. We're going to pray for Reese.
Aw.
Okay, go ahead, Timmy. What's up with you?
I'm going to the world of music, where the biggest rock band in the world, U2, decides to change the message in its music to reflect their passion for the TV show The Addams Family. It coincidentally changes its name from U2 to U-Rang.
Very nice. Well, if you're going to do a music one, I should as well.
Yeah,
so let me psychically tap in here. I think that Michael Jackson is going to be embroiled in yet another controversy when time travel is proven and he's found molesting a younger version of himself.
Oh.
That's my thought. Well, that was painful.
Oh, my.
Is it still too recent? Come on, it's Michael Jackson, for God's sakes. All right. Dawn, go ahead and hit us with your number eight.
You know, one of the things that I have to say, with all the pictures on MySpace and all the jazz, you know, there's even a similar to MySpace called IamHaunted.com.
Yeah, that's a fantastic new spot.
I feel like there's going to be more and more open, you know, here's my friends, here's my thing, this is what I do. More uniting with people, whether they're rainbow gatherers or they're, you know, music people. I just feel like the consciousness of the world is going to be more and more connected by the technologies developed.
Okay.
So more MySpaces, you know, more wannabe MySpaces, really.
All right. And that, but you know what? Let's go on the record saying that IamHaunted.com is a really great environment for people that are interested in the paranormal. It's like a MySpace for the paranormal. So I do recommend check it out. Timmy and I are on there. CJ and Carrie Stone are on there.
Last week, and when my friend said, I am haunted, you know, I'm a manifestation person.
Yeah. it's a great site.
I am full of light and blessing, you know.
Sure.
Come on now.
But it's a really nice place to hook up with other people involved in the paranormal. And like I said, I know Tim and I are there. CJ and Carrie Stone are there. Night Watch Radio is there. The guys from Ghostly Talk. I believe Para Radio. Our friends Nicole and Kevin are on there. So there's a lot of different people on there. John Zaffis, Adam Bly. So go on, join up there. It's IamHaunted.com. It's a great website. We highly recommend. All right,
well,
Tim.
Right on. It sounds like a really fabulous thing.
Like it is.
I just heard about it last week, and being, you know, again, over 40, we're technically challenged, but it's so wonderful, the technology that's coming out in 2007. And, you know, I got to remind you, 2007 to a numerologist is a 9. And when I say a 9, it means nothing to most people. But to me, it means a let's examine our past. Let's see what we've done. Because, you know, 2008 is a 8 is a power number. So when we get into 2008, you're going to see there's a lot of healing done in 2007. A
okay.
lot.
2007 is going to be a healing year, huh?
On a serious note, you guys.
Sure, sure.
Serious up, dudes.
You know what? Why don't we ask you real quick, while you're being serious and you're talking about it being a healing, we have a question from Dream Angels online. She wants to know, or he wants to know, Dream Angels, let me know if you're a guy or a girl, because I feel bad not knowing. Dream Angels would like to know if you're getting any vibes on getting our troops out of Iraq. Do you think that's going to happen in 2007?
I'm thinking yes. I had said, you know, earlier on my 2007 predictions on Carrie Stone's show, Carrie Stone and CJ Sellers' show, I personally feel that we have to say we're getting out of Iraq because it's our personal responsibility to put that energy out there.
Okay. All right, good deal.
Yeah, I'm going for it.
All right, well, then I'll go the other way and say...
I'm a you know, cutting-edge reader, Dave. I know you've read my stuff.
All right. I'm going
to... Yeah, I go out there on the edge because why? Because I believe in what I feel, and I'm able to manifest it somewhat.
I say we're going to stay in until Bush leaves office. See, that way I look like the psychic.
Get that female in. What's her name? She's so cute. I saw her in the jacuzzi with Bush.
Pardon me?
Hey, Condoleezza?
This is getting
hot. Let's have a woman president.
I'm all for it.
Let's just go ahead and play all the cards on the table. Fabulous.
That's right. And you know what? Then I think when PMS time comes, we're never going to have to worry about wartime again.
That's right. We'll all be feared for our lives.
That's right. All right, Tim, what do we got here?
Now, gentlemen.
No, that's a positive thing.
Oh, you know, as far as PMS, you know what that stands for, right?
I don't know, but
pretty,
I'm afraid to ask.
Pretty mean sisters.
No, that's fine. Go on.
Okay, go ahead, Timmy. What do you got?
Well, I want to find out what PMS means.
You're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show.
Put it in your ear on the Queen Mary, okay?
Okay.
Hey, all right.
For those of you that are just tuning in, happy 2007. Welcome to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We are doing predictions for 2007 with our guest, Dawn Sandham. She's a medium and a psychic. You can look her up at the website, dawnsandham.com, and that's Dawn, S-A-N-D-U-M.com. Now, Timmy, we've got about two more to go. What's another prediction you've
only,
got?
Only two. I got more than that.
Okay, well, hit me up. What you got, sister?
I want to get it all out.
Please.
The NBC hit Medium finally jumps the shark after the mother, the daughter, and the new family pet, Jerry the Gerbil, all reveal that they have psychic powers. Their newly formed crime-fighting trio quickly falls apart, however, when Jerry turns up missing after a very special episode with guest star Richard Gere.
Ooh.
Oh, I love Richard Gere. But if he went missing, Tim, did they suck him up with the shop vac?
No.
Yeah, let's go with that, because this is a family show. All right. How about I say that running mates Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg are going to wage a successful bid for the office of president and vice president. They're going to run as members of the Green Party. Unfortunately, they're going to lose when they end up fist fighting over Snoop Dogg always bogarting the Jays. What is it? Listen to her. What is Jays?
Maybe I'll whisper I know that not, in your ear.
I know not of this word you mean. All right. You know, bogarting the weed, yeah. Taking the weed away.
Oh, okay.
They smoke. Green Party. Yeah. Look at how innocent she plays up. Yeah. Look at her website. You know she's into this stuff. All right. Go ahead, Don. What do you got next?
Well, I've got I've got a really good one. I feel like there's going to be more and more. Of course, we had the big nutritional, jazz a couple of years ago with, the fat counters and all that stuff. But we're going to see more flavored waters, more vitamin waters, more things that's infused with liquids as far as nutritional value. I feel like a lot of the, negative companies, like Philip and Morris and, that sort of thing, you're not going to see that played up as much, bad public, bad.
You don't think there'll be tobacco-flavored water?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. I'm just
asking.
They're
just going to trick us. They're tricking us a little bit. They're trying to get us better. So I think you're going to see more and more companies being more nutritionally conscious, but not necessarily all the downplaying of, cigarettes and alcohol and like it has been. But anyway, I want to toast your anniversary, so I have a sound effect. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, very nicely done.
Awesome. 1 year of good work, Dave.
Well, seriously. Thank you. We're going to we'll wrap up, Tim. You got a couple more. We'll knock them out real quick, and then we'll wrap up this segment real quick.
You had a prediction about Snoop Dogg. I have one as well. Snoop Dogg will star in another film and pay tribute to his film idol Sylvester Stallone. Snoop stars as a lovable but timid pimp, along with Estelle Getty as his main lady, in Stop or My Ho Will Shoot.
What?
Stop or My Ho Will Shoot.
Ho, I know that word.
Okay, now here, I do have another serious one. I believe that there is going to be an attempt made on a presidential hopeful in the year 2007.
Oh, no, that's pretty serious. Why do you think of those things?
I didn't. It came to me. I'm just telling you. It came with a wave, but I had to write them down because that's what you've told me to do, Don. Go with your initial thought, right?
If you can go with your initial thought, you're usually better off, at least if you're on Deal or No Deal.
That's right. Oh, my 2-year-old daughter plays that game. Deal. No Deal.
We bought that game for Christmas.
Very nice. All right, Timmy, wrap me up. What do you got?
I got two more.
Okay, ready? Yep.
Okay. In the first one, in an attempt to bring WWE's ratings up, Vince McMahon convinces Lamb Chop to join ECW Extreme Championship Wrestling. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, Lamb Chop's new catchphrase, Lamb Chop to the Extreme, spawns a new fad of puppet porn. We can say puppet here, can't we?
Yes.
Very good.
Just not prawn.
Okay.
Okay.
And finally, our own The Dave finally gets his own TV deal with the Spice Channel when he takes Jenna Jameson and four other stars to the Haunted Radisson in the Celebrity Paranormal Porn Project.
Very nice. That's painful. That's hurtful, Tim.
No. It's a good thing.
Oh, is it? Porn is good?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a little risque, Tim. I think you need to, pull that back.
That's right.
That
here's my last prediction for 2007. I unfortunately believe that the United States is going to be dealt its most devastating blow since the tragedy of Katrina, when David Hasselhoff announces his retirement from the limelight and he opens an Italian ice stand in Bangladesh. But his catchphrase will become really cool. It's cool off with the Hoff.
Aw.
That's my prediction.
Damn it, Dave. Get out of the marketing thing, man.
Come on. Oh, whatever. See how we are. All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest is Dawn Sandum. We're going to be back with Dawn. We'll be a little bit more serious and talk a little bit more about her abilities. We'll be doing that right after this.
I am Greenlock 6, and when I am in your galaxy, I listen to Dave and Tim on the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
George Clooney, Carmen Diaz, Oprah, Ellen, George Bush, Diane Pelosi.
What are you doing?
I'm making a list of people I want to tell about charity checks.
Do you know any of those people?
No, but if I can get to them... They might want to tell the public how cool it is to use giving certificates as presents instead of gift certificates.
Giving certificates?
Yeah, they can be used as a donation to any legitimate charity. So the person who gives a charity check gets the tax deduction, and the person who gets one decides where the money goes.
Why don't you just tell people directly about charity checks yourself?
Like anyone would listen to me. www.charitychecks.us for information about the perfect present.
Well, no, they're not going to listen to you like that. But if you just said that Charity Checks provides a unique way to turn your gift money into giving money, they might pay attention.
Catchy.
Then you just casually say the web address, charitychecks.us, America's Giving Certificates.
I still think a celebrity endorsement would be more effective.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Do you love to travel? Do you love to explore the paranormal? Then join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis from Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show as we take our show on the road. January 14th and 17th, we'll be going to sunny Long Beach, California to investigate one of the top five haunted spots in the world, the Haunted Queen Mary. Joining us on our journey are the lovely ladies of TV's The Ghost Hunters, Donna LaCroix and Lisa DeWalder, paranormal investigator Patrick Burns from Court TV's hit new show, Haunting Evidence, and psychic-sensitive Chris Fleming from Dead Famous on the Biography Channel. Together, we'll explore the mysteries and history of this famous floating haunted playground. Joining us will be some other special guest speakers and authors. It's a great chance to meet others that are involved in the paranormal and share your interests. For more information and prices, visit our website at darknessradio.com, then click the Trips tab, then click on the Queen Mary. Remember to check back for information on upcoming trips as well. And tune in live each Sunday night to hear a new episode with Dave and Tim and their guests covering all aspects of the paranormal on the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
They're hardly beautiful and barely average. In fact, when they were both born, the doctor slapped their moms instead of them.
I will slap you so hard you end up in the Ming Dynasty.
Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Good evening. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for sticking with us for the ever-so-painful prediction section of our show this evening. And we want to welcome back to the show Dawn Sandham. She's a professional psychic and medium. Thanks for having a little fun with us there, Dawn, and playing along with the prediction segment. We appreciate that. Dawn?
No, I'm just wondering if you've got all that pain now. I have a prediction to do with pain, Dave.
Okay, what's your prediction?
Well, I just feel like your back is going to be tremendously better by April.
It better be.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Seriously,
boy, I hope so.
I
thank you.
Really, and you write that down in your little capsule of time, eh?
I am. I will.
Promise.
Hey, what are you, Canadian all of a sudden?
Well, you know, I channel different entities, and, you know, one of the things I got from Tim, and I don't know, Tim, do you wear glasses?
Yes, I do.
Do you have trouble finding your glasses?
Gosh, I hope not.
Okay. There's something about your glasses. I'm not quite sure where it's going. Maybe when I meet you in person, I'll get a better vibe, but I really feel like there's something about your glasses.
Be careful, dude. She's going to hide your glasses.
Did I what?
Change them, or?
Yes, I did.
Style?
Yes, I did.
Good enough. Thank you.
Yes, he's got the big Dame Edna glasses now.
And I look stupendous.
We've got to do some dog and pony show. You know,
that's
people
right.
expect that from, you know, psychics.
We're going for the Elton John look of the paranormal radio.
Rocket Man.
That's right. So, Dawn, let's talk a little bit more about your abilities. Now, you're also a paranormal investigator. Is that right?
Well, paranormal groups use me, Dave.
I'm sorry to hear that. I think there's support groups for that, isn't there?
Well, you know, sometimes they call in a sensitive, and sometimes I don't even go to the location. I just do consulting on the side for several groups.
Okay. And when you go in, do you actually go to the haunted locations, or can you do it over the phone with people?
Well, you know, sometimes I have to meet the, if it's a, you know, possessed or attachment personal case, I have to meet the person. And sometimes I can do it on the phone. But for the most part, if it's an actual building haunting, or a residual haunting, or something in the building, then I need to go to the location.
Now, you said that you can, if somebody's possessed, can you tell just by looking at them?
Usually what I do, Dave, you know, it's sort of a game of eliminating possibilities. So when you speak to someone, you find out things from their childhood, you feel psychic impressions, and you eliminate the fact that they may be imagining it, a little bit whacked already, find out their vulnerable spots. So it's almost like a game in my mind of let's eliminate what, you know, the like a faking or whatever. So okay. You're looking for holes in the story, really, when you do these type of things.
All right. So that's just more investigative work than it is paranormal,
well,
right?
You know, like I said, I am not only do I read auras, but I see past life and karma and all kinds of jazz with people. So it helps usually the investigative team get some insight to what they're dealing with, the emotional factor.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. We've asked this of other mediums in the past. Now, do you have the ability when you meet people and you really lock in with them, can you tell if they're going to die or how they're going to die?
Oh, no, absolutely not, dude. I work on such a high level.
Okay.
I try to fill myself with white light, and death is the ultimate reward. Most people are real confused about body, mind, and spirit. And quite frankly, the body that we carry on the planet is not necessarily the ultimate, and people miss that point.
So
death is actually a good thing to most mediums. I mean, you're able to go to a place where you're either coming back in another body and, you know, relearning your lessons, or you actually get to move to a higher level, higher plane.
Clients that'll come to you and want to know those type of things?
Not usually.
Okay.
It's mainly more mundane about, will I get the job? Is my partner cheating? Does my boyfriend love me? Is my boyfriend going to come back to me? I mean, the questions I have are crazy, crazy questions.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you separate in yourself that you don't know that you're just answering commonsensical instead of answering through commonsensical?
Commonsensical, babe. I am so commonsensical.
How do you know that you're not answering using nothing but pure common sense? You know, because here's the deal. You know, when somebody, if somebody came to me, that's one of the bones I have is, you know, I listen, we've heard other mediums, you know, and the people come to them and, oh, will I ever find true love? Sure you will. But what you have to do is you have to stop putting so much emphasis on it and stressing yourself out on it. And I can say this without being psychic. You know, so much of the time people are so possessed with the thought of finding happiness or love or whatever that, you know, I don't need to be a psychic to let them know, sure, there is love out there. There is a person for you, but you just need to, you know, follow the right paths, go to the right places, stop doing what you've been doing to meet people and try to get into new things.
Well, you know, if you're just trying to pull, you know, there's two different angles at what you just mentioned. And I have to say, you know, I do probably 300 readings a month and I am the busiest woman in the industry. And I know this. So I get a certain common denominator, and it's really about the energy we project. So if we think that true love is about this, you know, crazy man on a white horse that charges up into our lives and makes us feel good, that's, you know, BS, quite frankly. It's more about, you know, from a psychic's angle, we coach the person into getting their own chi or their own personal energy at a place where men are attracted, and then they select. You know, it's about selection, isn't it?
I believe so.
And men or women, let's just say, you know, when I hear, I don't get many guy, you know, as you stumbled over the word, clients. I like to call them querents. In a psychic manner, we call the people the seekers, the querent. And when the querent comes to me, whether he's a male or a female, and true love comes up, you know, it's all about getting happy. Once you get happy, people love happy and they're attracted to happy. They get potential partners, and partners are based on common communication, laughter, moral values, and of course, co-visioning.
But if you came to me, Dawn, and I was a medium or purported to be a medium, and you said, Dave, mm-hmm. am I going to find love? Am I going to find the right guy? Couldn't just by the seed of you know, your wanting and you turning to me as the expert on this, couldn't just me saying, yeah, Dawn, I see that you are going to find the right man, but what I see is I see you finding him in a place that you're not used to and that, you know.
And that motivates them to go.
Right, then they go check it out. Right.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave.
Do you feel, though, that do you ever do that and it's more of a spiritual counseling instead of an actual psychic reading?
Well, you know, I'd say it was a mixture because, you know, when I pull the name Lisa or I pull the name, you know, whatever name that comes out of the blue, it's also creepy to me. When I've done it for the last, you know, years and years and years, I don't always get the validation from the person that says, oh, you were absolutely right. In 4 months, I did meet a guy named George.
Right, but isn't that, what is that?
Validation where if I get something from spirit, the left side of my head tends to pound a little bit.
Okay.
And I know the difference from conscious and subconscious because I've separated the two.
But if you say something like, you know, oh, you're going to meet him and his name is George, isn't that kind of like a mnemonic trigger? Because, you know, it's like me. All right, I go out and I buy, you know, there's PT Cruisers.
How about your back is going to get better by April? Do you like that one, Dave?
Well, sure. But I'm just saying, like, with the relationship stuff, because I'm wondering if, you know, like I said, I go out and I buy a PT Cruiser because I thought they look cool. They look like the old gangster cars. And everybody had one. The black and stuff like that is all I saw. So I saw a purple one. I'm a Vikings fan. I wanted one that kind of looked like the Vikings colors. So I grabbed it. Then after I bought it, everywhere I go, all I see is purple. Now, it's because of that mnemonic trigger. It's because now you've got one. Now you see them everywhere. Don't you think that if I say a name like Lisa or George is who you're going to meet, the next George you meet, you're going to automatically assume, and you might adapt yourself to try to fit their needs or wants so that you think this is the person that is a psychic
I think seed, you know, you're talking seed planting.
Right.
And I think seed planting is valid, you know, as Russ, you know, I've done a lot of hypnosis, and any seed planting that you do will reap rewards. But interestingly enough, some of the stuff that we pull out or psychics or mediums pull out has nothing to do with seed planting. But it does, I really believe there's like a divine plan whenever I have a session with someone. Things come out that are meant to come out and pure of heart. So if the medium is pure of heart or has a good aspect, I feel like the message will be clearer. You know, clear.
Sure. Do people get addicted to you, Dawn, to what you do and your help? Do they come to you with everything then?
You know, Dave, I don't know. I've got the killer voice. What do you think?
Well, no doubt about that. But I mean, you know, because people,
yes,
let's face it, so many of us are weak and we want the help.
Addicted to psychics, yes.
Right. Do you turn people away when you feel that they're
absolutely,
locking
Dave,
themselves
absolutely.
In?
Okay. And as my good friend Chip Coffee, I know you know him well,
yep.
www.chipcoffee.com, him and I say all the time, when someone is not moving forward in their future, and you can tell from your personal spirit guide that they're on the wrong path with connecting for Jack, you know, with Jack for the last 8 years, and they haven't got over the dead husband, you know you have to turn them away. And, you know, ethically, morally, and all that jazz, most psychics just kind of know when it's right.
Okay. So you will tell people it's time to stop trying to contact the dead?
I'll actually not necessarily fabricate, but if I feel like Jack's unhappy at being called over from the other side again and again and again, he's exasperated at this woman's inability to realize that he's, you know, in a different plane. So I'll usually tell her that Jack would like her to know. And use that angle, I have to say.
Now, Dawn, this is a question that just popped up from Dream Angels. Do you believe that you're an indigo?
You know, I don't think I am. You know, you're supposed to be born in between 62 and something else for indigo. I'd like to say I'm a natural psychic, but because my great aunt, my grandmother, and my father all have this, I know you're going to love this, Dave. I'm scared to even tell you.
Go ahead.
They have this mole on their forehead. It's the mark. We call it the mark in our family.
Okay.
I'm three generations, four generations. I'm not indigo, no.
Okay, you're not indigo. All right, that's fair enough. So I hope that answered your question for you, Dream Angels. And yeah, when you're doing the psychic work, do you find yourself ever in a position where you know you're talking to somebody and something's coming through that you just don't want to tell the client?
No.
You're willing to share everything and anything that's coming through?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you ever feel embarrassed because something is so obscure?
Well, if it's, you know, I never hold anything back, but the thing of it is, it's the pure of heart thing again, Dave. If I meditate that morning, I know I work out, I know I'm doing all the things in Dawn's world or the goddess's world, you know, the organic vegetables and all that jazz.
Sure.
I'm feeling good enough to know that God wouldn't give me anything creepy. And I filter stuff through, you know, we do like a visualization of a crystal pyramid. And sometimes when things come first person, I bring it through a crystal pyramid. But if things come second person, then I feel free to bring it through. Does that make sense? Partial
sure.
trance channel or direct channel?
I'm with you on that.
All right, then. I know you're so smart.
Well, no, I don't claim to be smart, but I'm starting to understand a little bit more of how these things are working. At least I think I'm starting to understand a little bit more of how they're working. Let me ask you this. Have you ever come across somebody who you felt was not from this planet?
Yes.
Okay. How often does that happen to you as a medium?
Not often.
Okay. And do you feel that they're from another dimension, or are they from another planet?
Another dimension. Okay. Like their past lives have gotten so much control, more control than they should have. Past lives sometimes controls karma.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I know that sounds goofy. The karma world is, you know, the karma word is like a big umbrella. And karma is something that if we're able to move on and not be put back in a body again, we've got to do the right thing.
Karma, 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 chameleon. All right. But do you feel, I guess, with the dimensional thing, I mean, do you believe that there are alternate dimensions or are there alternate versions of Dawn and Dave and Tim? And are we all living in a commune somewhere in another reality?
I absolutely believe, you know, the age of the Golden Dawn and things are happening on different levels because there's no other way I can jump ahead. I mean, I grab an energy pattern and I'm moving on. So, I mean, it's got to be happening parallel, right?
Well, you know, that begs the question. So many people, you know, have dismissed psychics and mediums because they will claim that, you know, I saw your future, and in this future, you were you became president of the United States, and you tell me that. Now, that could, in effect, you know, push me to become the president or push me to avoid becoming president. And then it seems like a lot of mediums and psychics out there will then say, well, you know, I must, if it didn't happen, then I was obviously checking in on you in a different reality. Now, do you believe that to be true?
I don't know about that. I feel like, you know, first of all, I do multitasking. And being a woman, I have a lot of male business energy. And I do astrology. I do numerology. I'll throw some tarot cards and I'll see what my gut says. I mean, those are like four. My right side of my brain is so busy putting together what my subconscious is getting that usually what I do is like it'll tie together. In other words, if I say somebody's going to be a president, sure, I believe it's seed planting, but I don't get stuff out of the far realm. I can tell when it's coming from the other side versus just a conscious thought.
But, no, I guess what I'm asking is how do you know that you're not just picking it up from an alternate reality?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I don't necessarily know. As we've talked about before, I don't know whether I'm mind reading or actually connecting with a relative. Sometimes the information that comes is stuff they don't know, and then they'll check with their other relatives, and they find it out. So that tends to lead me to believe that, you know, I really connect with the dead person.
Okay. Well, Mia, so we've got about 2 minutes left, and something that I've been interested in is numerology. What could you
love
tell
it,
me?
Love it.
What could you tell me? My birthday is 11/22.
Is okay, 11/22.
Does that have any kind of ability? I'm 67, 1967.
Well, you know, the natal number is added 1-9-6-7-1-1-2-2 together. But your 1-1-2-2 comes up to a 6, and we're in 2007 now. So 7-8-9 and 6 is 15-6. So you're a 6. And to me, as a, you know, there's 5 numbers for every person, and you almost have to take a numerology class to understand it. But, you know, the main gig is things are changing for you, Dave. You're a 6. You were a 5 in 2006, which tells me things went back and forth. You weren't sure where you stood. You felt real uneasy emotionally. But in 2007, you're going to suddenly move into this place that's 6. And 6 has to do with wands. And wands has to do with the sun. And it looks like things are moving on. You've got a brighter – things are going on, dude. Well, you had a new baby, so obviously – so creating and flourishing is your thing.
Not anymore. It's not. I've got a wood-burning kit and a tourniquet to prove that. So.
But career, I have to say 2008 is your career year, and 2009 is your huge, huge
Stand back, children. Uh-oh. Money here.
Really? 2009?
Yep.
All right, cool. Could I be in suspended animation till then, and just come out for the big cash here?
Right now I feel like there's some things that you can refine and tweak, but you're doing it, so it's great. Cool.
Well, Dawn, thank you very much for spending your evening on New Year's with us here, and we know you're about 2 hours out from your New Year's Eve. We wish you a very happy New Year's. We thank you for spending your time with us this evening and having a little fun with the prediction segment and helping us learn a little bit more about you. And again, you will be with us on the Queen Mary trip, correct? And offering up readings, 20-minute readings for just $30, right?
Absolutely. I hope I can connect with spirit guides and meet some of the great ghost hunters that you have on your events, Dave, and certainly meet Tim.
He'll be there. Well, thank you very much. Everybody, thank you for tuning into The Darkness on the Edge of Town and for making this such a successful and fun year for Tim and I. We're very happy. Couldn't tell you how much we've really enjoyed everything that you've done to be a part of our lives, and from joining the boards to meeting us on the trips to tuning into the show and sharing it with your friends and relatives. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for helping us make a dream come true by doing a show that we enjoy doing and sharing with you. We hope you have a very happy and prosperous 2007. We'll be back again next week with a brand new show. Thanks again. Be safe, be happy, be healthy, and remember, Darkness on the Edge of Town every Sunday night from 10 to midnight Central Time.